Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shavuos, Perik Vav, Mishnah Hey. V'elu dvarim she'ein nishbon aleim. Here is a list of things for which we don't swear on. So if a person makes a claim about this, he can't be mechayiv the other person to swear. Hu avadim, in regard to avadim, vashtorais, or documents. Let's say I owe you money. You can sell that debt to someone. You can go over to your friend and say, you know what? Someone owes me money. You want to buy it from me? And now he'll owe the money to you? And that person is masking to buy it. So you're going to give the shtar, which says, I owe you money, to the buyer. So there's some dispute about this shtar. You can't make someone swear about it. Rakakos, or for land, like we learned earlier, vahegdash, and things that were given over to the Beis HaMikdash. These are all shvuos d'oraisa. There's no shvuos d'oraisa when it comes to these things. Furthermore, ein behem tashlumei kefil. In regard to the above mentioned things, avadim shtarais, karka and hegdash, there's no kefil. If you steal it, you don't pay double. V'loi tashlumei abrava chamisha. There's no four or five times the amount. If you stole a sheep or an axe and shechted it. Now, of course, this applies only to hegdash because avadim, shtarais, and karka doesn't have any sheep or axe. But in regard to hegdash, if there's a sheep or axe that belongs to hegdash, and you steal it and you shecht it, or sell it, there is no four or five times the amount. Vayter zok the Mishnah, shaymer chinam ein nishba. A shaymer chinam was given one of these items to watch. And he says, sorry, it was stolen. He doesn't have to swear about it. Normally, a shaymer chinam has to swear when he tainas geneva, or he tainas something was lost. He has to swear he was negligent. There's different shuas that he has to swear. But it doesn't apply to the four types of property that are listed over here. Noisei sachar ein mishalim. A paid shomer doesn't have to pay for them if they were stolen or lost. If I give someone my bicycle to wash, and he's a shomer chinam, and it was stolen or lost, unless it was outright negligence, he doesn't have to pay for it. Normally, if I would give my bicycle to a paid shomer, I paid someone to watch it for me, then it was stolen or lost, he would have to pay for it, as long as it wasn't an oinus. But in regard to these items, he wouldn't have to pay for Geneva Vaveda. Reb Shimon says, when it comes to Kachim, it depends. In this Mishnah, this sheet of Reb Shimon appears many times in Mishnais. Kachim Shechayiv Bachruyosan, if it's a type of Hegdash that I am responsible for, in other words, if I lose this carbon, I have to replace it, I have to buy another carbon, that's considered property of the owner. And therefore, Nishbayin Alein, we do have Shuas for this. She'ein Chayiv Bachruyosan, if it's a type of carbon or if it's lost, I don't have to replace it, though that's Hegdish's problem. That's called owned completely by Hegdish, so ain nishboin alein. We don't swear for those. So if I am Magdish an animal, and I have to bring this animal, it could be in many different situations, and if it's not brought, I have to bring another one. So it's true the animal has Kiddush, I was Magdish it, but Lamaisa, according to Reb Shimon, it's still considered mine because it's my money over here. If it's lost, I have to replace it. I have to take more money out of my pocket to pay for it. So therefore, we treat it as if it belongs to the person. And all of these are learned from Sukkim. If you really would be kedai to go through the Batanur and see how we learn it from Sukkim, because there are many, many Gemaras that discuss this. But the basic Mishnah, here are the things that there's no Shvuah for. Avadim, Shtoreis, Karkois, and Hegdish. There's also no Kefil, no Tashlimi, Abar v'Chamisha in regard to Hegdish. That's the only thing on this list that would have a Shor or a Seh. Shomer Chinam doesn't have to swear for these items. A Shomer Socha would not have to pay for Geneva Vaveda on these items. Reb Shimon says, in regard to Hegdish, if it's an animal that if it's lost, I have to replace it, then that is considered a personal belonging, and Memela, there would be a Chiyuv Shvuah for it.